This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Input costs aren't dropping alongside inflation. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
General inflation has cooled off from the high points in recent years, but input costs are not following suit. Dr. Michael Langmeyer is the director of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, and he said farm input prices don't always follow inflation up or down.
They often rise faster and move more unpredictably. Over the long run, general inflation has averaged about 3.4% per year. That's inflation on consumer items. Farm input prices have increased about 4.1% annually. That gap may seem small, but over time it has a major impact on cost structure, margins, and break-even prices. But what really matters is that not all inputs behave the same.
Langmeyer said some costs stick close to rising and falling inflation rates.
Some costs, like labor and machinery, tend to track closely with general inflation. Those items are also used in other industries. That makes them more predictable. But others, like fertilizer, fuel, and feed, and I would also add feeder animals, are driven by global markets, energy prices, supply shocks, and other things. And that's where volatility comes in. Here's the surprising part. Even when inflation stabilizes, your costs might not. Over the past year, inflation increased about 2.8%, but total farm input costs rose more than 10%.
Langmeyer said that disconnect is why break-even prices for grain won't come down.
Fertilizer prices, especially nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, have risen much faster than inflation in the last year. More recently, we've seen additional pressure. Diesel prices jumped 34% in March, and anhydrous ammonia increased about 13% in March. Anhydrous ammonia prices are now more than 40% higher.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.